This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Gyre.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I dig this guy, even though he is doing the, like, what if a vulture was bigger?
Yes. I dig this guy mostly because of the terrified expression on his face.
He's like, you're seeing this shit?
Like, can you believe what you're looking at?
Yeah, I like that. But he also, one of the things this book does a lot is it takes actual qualities of animals, mm-hmm. and then ascribes them like a supernatural kind of exaggerated function.
Yes.
And I like that too. So like the thing that vultures are most famous for is, you know, circling. You know, like, you're going to die, vultures circle. You know, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And the thing they most should be famous for is like puking really foul-smelling vomit on you to keep you away. Yeah. Which is, you know, like the carrion vomits that they do in order to defend themselves, which mm-hmm. is like the most notable thing about vultures. But the actual thing everyone knows them for is like circling death. And this gives them the power to make you want to die.
Yes.
When they're doing that, which, like, you probably would anyway. You see vultures circling, like, that's not...
it's not a good sign.
Books, you know.
Yeah.
But it's supernaturally makes you want to give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So just like they start circling, and you know they're not circling because you are out of hope. They are circling to drain you of hope.
Yes. And I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, the Shoutark part is really cool. It has a guy, like, you know, one of these things, he ends up getting rescued. He had, like, was barely holding on, you know, resisting the will save again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, by the time, though, one of these things was just like he could reach out and touch it.
Yeah.
It was right there. And they start feeding on you whether you're dead or not.
Yes.
It just, once it thinks you can't fight back, regardless of what that means, it mm-hmm. starts feeding on you.
Yeah.
Pretty fucked up.
And I like that distinction, because somebody comes in and, like, tries to argue or, like, lawyer around what these things actually sense. And Frostfur is like, for fuck's sake, if they think you're gonna die, they're going to attack. It doesn't matter if you actually are or not.
Yeah, it's whether they think, and it's an animal, you idiot.
Right.
Like, they're trying to, I love that one of the ways that this emulates, like message board culture. We talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
but the Shadow Talk thing on this, like, even though it was done in like 1992 or whatever, that does feel very modern internet sometimes.
Yeah.
And that guy going in there and trying to rules lawyer away people's fear, like, is such a, like, like, I know people like that.
Yeah.
That is such a standard move online. Of just like, you know, somebody has an emotional response and then you just like need to go in there and convince them that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know,
no, you're actually worried about the wrong thing. Let me swoop in here and tell you.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you what you should be concerned about.
Go to hell. Like, just, it's the worst thing, man. Like, people like do that kind of thing, or like if somebody, just whenever anybody says something and then they just need to, you know, they come in and they have to, like, it's my job to educate you,
mm-hmm.
you know, like just like, oh, like, yeah, it's related to, like, there's two different kinds of Die Hard as a Christmas movie people.
Oh, okay.
You know, like there's the, like, isn't that shocking and weird,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of way. But then there's the, like, actually, if you, like, it's like, oh, the pizza is a sandwich people.
Right. You know, like, right.
By gerrymandering the definitions enough, I can make anything be anything. And I'm just trying to have fun with, you know, with the equations that can be sentences without considering what any of the symbols in the equation actually mean,
right,
or how their meaning has changed throughout the years.
Yep. And additionally, I will also present this as though it is new and fascinating information.
Well, that's the thing too. Like, you've never considered this. You know,
right.
Obviously you don't ascribe to it, which means you've never considered it,
uh-huh.
which means that I need to, you know, you have an inconsidered and an arbitrary opinion until I come along to fix that for mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
So that's what, who is it? Is it Frostfire?
No, Frostfire is the one who's saying, like, no, these things suck.
Oh no. It's Suki.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping it'd be Dilbert, though, because I was like, man, if it's a Scott Adams, like,
yeah,
character, well, it actually comes in to do that. Like,
Delbert tells Frostfire that he's being sensationalistic, that he's, you know, putting forward some kind of myth about these things. But
yeah.
but it's Suki who's trying to do the lawyer thing. So Delbert is just being dismissive, whereas Suki, I think, is doing the more more insidious thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, neither of which are great.
Yeah.
So we learn a lot about message board culture from the Gyre.
Yes, we do.
Strangely enough. Like, yeah. Emotion hopelessness is a hell of a power.
That is. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you win a fight? You know, you can fight until they don't fight anymore, or you make them not want to.
you throw up a accessories poster that says, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're both right. You know, and then they look at that picture of people skydiving and they just give up, you know?
brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.